Each time U.S. Steel violates Allegheny County's air pollution standards, five communities in the Mon Valley receive part of the county's fine. That money is meant to go to projects that will improve the quality of life and health of residents in those communities. But there's concern among residents about where that money has gone and who makes those decisions. 90.5 WESA's Jillian Forstat reports.
While Jermaine Gooden-Patterson has an air purifier in her bedroom, it doesn't stop air pollution outdoors from seeping into her Clarendon home.
The smell is so strong that it wakes you out of your sleep at wee hours in the morning. If you have your windows open, the windows need to be closed because it comes, even with the windows closed, you can still smell it.
The issue of air quality in the Mon Valley and the stench that often follows isn't a new one. The region is home to U.S. Steel's Clarendon Coke Works, the largest single source of particle pollution in Allegheny County. The company reached a settlement with the Allegheny County Health Department over air quality violations at the plant back in 2019. As a result, it's funneled more than $5 million to communities nearby. To Gooden-Patterson, it's a chance to fund air quality improvements. But that's not where the money is going.
It's almost like they don't want to acknowledge that there is a problem with the environment. There is a problem with pollution, when that's why the funds were created.
The Community Benefit Trust funds projects in five communities: Clarendon, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Port View. All distributions must benefit at least one area or the local environment, though not necessarily at the same time. In the words of the agreement, projects need not be air quality related as long as an environmental and/or public health benefit can be recognized. A breakdown of the allocation so far shows 40% have gone to recreational purposes, things like rehabilitating parks, renovating ball fields, and purchasing new equipment for maintenance crews. Meanwhile, just 7% have gone to projects with an obvious link to public health.
We're trying to do the best job we can for the size of communities that we are with the limited amount of money we have.
Tammy Furda is a member of Lincoln's Borough Council and president of the Trust's board. She says money is going to air quality and environmental health, just maybe not in the way people expect.
Environmentally, I think it's making an impact in getting rid of older equipment that affects the environment, like some of the older police vehicles that are gas-powered. People are now switching over to the hybrids.
Board members have allocated nearly $300,000 to purchase hybrid vehicles for police. As the owner of an electric vehicle, Reverend Michael Airgood, who leads congregations in Clarendon and Glassport, wants to see more green cars on the road. Still, he questions how money for those kinds of projects will spur long-term change.
And we're just not thinking in those creative kinds of terms. We're looking at what are we doing already and can any of that be justified for a grant from this trust.
Airgood says he's hopeful local leaders will put more intention into how they spend the funds and bring more people into the process.
Because we have nonprofits that are active and working in this community that could handle, that have the capacity to handle the infrastructure if the funding was there.
But how residents can get involved isn't totally clear.
I don't even know if people know it's public to them.
Jackie Wade says few of her neighbors in Clarendon even know the Community Benefit Trust exists. At last week's board meeting, Wade took notes on each allocation approved. She'll bring that information back to her neighbors, but also asks why the trust board's members haven't done that themselves.
I feel that a town meeting is always your best way because that gives you a chance to hear your public and what they have to say. And sometimes you can say that, you know, you have the wrong idea. You've got misinformation.
For now, the only public meeting on the calendar is the board's next session in August. In Pittsburgh, I'm Jillian Forstat.